Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Questions coming in for Shelty, since everybody, or a lot of people, think they can do it better than we do. Hey, how about asking him why he allows these guys to continue to play lazy and sloppy ball? Is that how we should phrase it? Shelty, why do you continue to allow these guys to play lazy and sloppy ball? We've asked him and will ask him about base running and things like that. Does he consider benching people in certain situations like that? That's a good question, I think. But we also saw last night that the Pirates aren't the only team that, for example, has a bunch of base running miscues. The Reds had two players picked off in the same game. It's not easy to get picked off twice in the same game. How often do we see pitcher pickoffs anymore anyway?
Especially with De La Cruz, whatever he is.
Yeah.
You know.
Another guy, Rob Saltis. Why do you shy away from using social media, unlike other hosts on 93.7? Rob, do you realize the irony there? You're asking me that question as part of a question on a Q&A on the platform X that appears every single week.
Was there a question there?
What are you talking about?
Wait, what is that? What is that clip? Was there a question there? What's that from?
Was there a question there?
That's when I was telling Shelty how bad the Pirates lineup is.
Yeah.
Remember that one? City Limits?
Oh, yes. You love that.
I said, I'm not sure you have one hitter in their prime who's like a high impact hitter right now.
So that was Shelton saying to you, was there a question
yes.
there?
Yes. Right.
See that right there? Is there a question there? That's kind of a different version of, well, what do you think?
Yeah. And I don't remember what I said when he said, is there a question there? And like I said, respectful and contentious can live in the same neighborhood. And I've had a lot of contentious exchanges with people. Anyway.
And I think the thing about it is, too, you know, not to harbor or, you know, belabor this point, but you know, trying to, for guys like you and I who have been in locker rooms for 30 years and have been in press conferences for 30 years, I think one of the things that's really, really kind of interesting is in a situation like that, when you're doing, you know, a radio show, you got to do with a guy every week. But like, I know you, I've been in press conferences with you, and you know me. I mean, if someone came back at me like that in a press conference, and especially if it was somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that I already have a little bit of a contentious relationship with, I might be a little snarky with my reply.
Yeah. Although I didn't ask a question. I did not ask him a question.
Yeah,
so he was
right.
Within his rights.
Okay. So here's the thing. I remember now I was trying to think of one of your signature moments in a press conference. I remember you asked, Walt Harris something about his job. You know, this was after another atrocious loss or whatever. No, I think it was the Monday after one of the, you know, their atrocious losses.
Yeah.
And you kind of asked him about his job, you know, are you worried about your job or something like that, right? And he like sent you like a real like dart. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, we have a pretty good record here. You know that, right? And you kind of started laughing. And he was like, no, it wasn't funny. You understand we have a good record here. You remember how he got really...
These things can get contentious.
That was a heated exchange. I'll give you another one that was a heated exchange. Gormy the Owl. Gormy the Owl. We were out at Notre Dame. We were covering Pitt basketball out at Notre Dame. It was classic Jamie Dixon loss. They're playing Notre Dame. They're down one, I think. Yeah, they were down one. Lamar Patterson, who was their best player, catches the ball at the top of the key with about 6 seconds left, rips it. He's driving. And, you know, in Notre Dame, the media, we're sitting on the baseline. So right. Kevin and I are on the baseline watching the whole thing. It was like the Red Sea was parting. Lamar Patterson was one dribble going to score. He takes a dribble to get around the corner. Jamie Dixon calls a timeout.
I remember that.
To set up a play. So Gormy the Owl. And you remember, like, nobody was more glossed over, despondent, just completely, you know, angry and everything else after a loss than Jamie. Jamie was one of the worst after a loss. I can remember. Maybe there's other guys that you can think of that were worse. But after a loss, Jamie was just... And so Gorman asks him one question that gets him going down the road of, okay, now you're really starting to irritate me. And then Gorman asks him, why would you take a timeout when your best player had the ball with a clear path to the hoop? Gorman goes off. I mean, Dixon goes off on this like thing and this and that, and he ends it with, you do understand that, right, Kevin?
I got those from Jamie. Once in a while.
Jamie, would you agree with me, though? Jamie was as bad as we've ever had around here when it came to handling losses.
Yeah, he took it hard.
You know?
I asked him about a double team once. I said he was, and it was like an afterthought part of the question, like blah, 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 and he was double teamed on the play. And Jamie, he was also, and I like Jamie a lot, he was also the all-time contrarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jamie... The sky is definitely blue today. I wouldn't say blue. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit off gray, a little bit white, a little bit maybe a mixture of both colors. I wouldn't say blue.
Yeah.
I said double teamed. He said, well, first of all, he wasn't double teamed.
Yeah.
And I did come back with, well, two players were guarding him. So in my experience, that's a double team. But anyway, go ahead and answer. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Jamie was the ultimate. Jamie, you guys lost the game by 1 point. And you were 3 of 41 from the free throw line. Do you think free throw shooting was a big factor in why you lost? Well, I mean, you guys would say that, but you know, I'm saying that you guys. But I tell you, I'll give you one other funny one. Was Ralph? Do you remember Ralph? Was his name Ralph, the trib guy?
Yes. Yeah.
So he covers Pitt. So remember Randy Shannon from Miami?
Right.
All-time great at Miami, you know, whatever, played there, you know, this is, they hire him. Well, then they fire him after, you know, I think he went like 9-4 and they fired him or whatever it was, 8, you know. So we're at the press conference with Wani, and Ralph says, given, you know, your protege and Randy Shannon, you know, one of your guys, I mean, he just got fired.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
With 9 wins, I'm just wondering, like, has that made you reflect all day on your job security? Oh, boy. And then...
The job security questions never really
Then
fly.
Later in the day, Wani calls me. And what is Ralph's problem? I can't believe I'm screaming and yelling at him. And I was like, dude, he works for me on our paper. What do you want me to say about it? But yeah. There's been some funny times when people have gotten heated, but I think when, you know, it got bad when Walt, at the end of the Walt era, it got a little ugly. You know what I mean? With just sort of, it became a thing of where, you know, everybody over there knew that they were probably getting fired, and so they were miserable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, there's been so many. And you can always tell when it's starting to go south. And, you know, the best answer, I think I told you this a few weeks ago when we were talking West Virginia quarterbacks, was after Pitt, the year after 13-9, West Virginia lost here.
Yeah.
And Pat White never ran the ball. Like, there were no design runs. So I asked him after the game, I said, if you had run more, do you think you guys would have had a better chance to win? And he said, if ifs were fifths, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah.
We'd all be drunk.
If ifs were fifths, yeah. I remember Joe Bendel and Gail Catlett.
Oh, I was there
for
that one.
The block shot or whatever. And Gail Catlett's like, well, I mean, you know, I mean, have you ever played basketball or whatever? He's like, did you ever get your, you know, what was it like for you when you got your shot blocked? And Joe Bendel said, never happened.
That was an all-time great answer.
You know,
never happened.
One other thing to your point about Jamie the Contrarian. This is the classic Jamie the Contrarian story ever. So we have, and here's the thing. I love Jamie. I think, you know, he's a really good dude. And what I liked is when you talk to him when the mics weren't on, he would talk to you like you could talk to him about, you know, whatever. And he would give you insight into stuff. So there was a media availability, you know, set up by one Greg Hotchkiss, wherever he's at nowadays.
Legend.
He's at Columbia, I think. But anyway, it was on the Peterson Event Center floor. Remember, they would bring all the players out onto the floor, and then Jamie would come, and so there'd be a big scrum right there on the floor. So I'm sitting in the stands, and, you know, I got pretty much everything I needed in terms of the players, and I was just waiting for Jamie to come. So Jamie comes in, sits down, and somehow we get into, a question about, I had written that basically the strength of schedule component, the non-conference strength of schedule component is flawed. I said, because you look at what West Virginia's doing, and West Virginia had played like Texas. This was before they were Big 12. You know, they had played like Texas. They played like 4 or 5 real games.
Yeah.
But Jamie, because he was the master of manipulating the, you know, those metrics, the strength of non-conference strength of schedule for Pitt was actually higher than West Virginia's, because West Virginia played like 3 or 4 of these 290, 300 type teams, right? Jamie just played a bunch of teams in the 100 to 150.
He was great at that.
Right. So he sits down next to me, like, you know, and starts in on the whole thing. So now we're arguing, because I was like, well, Jamie, you're wrong. Here's why you're wrong. I judge a schedule by the best teams you play, not the worst team. Who cares about it? You know what I mean? To me, and I was like, to me, you beating a 150 team is no different than you beating a 320 team. What are we talking about? So we went. So now the players are all left. All the media is standing on the court waiting, and Jamie will not let it go. Like, we literally went 15, 20 minutes. Everybody standing on the court. We're arguing. I'm like, and Hotchkiss is like, hey, Jamie's like, wait, one more thing. He could not let it go, because I kept saying, but Jamie, the best teams on your non-conference schedule is how you should judge. I said, if it was up to me, I would say if you're a power conference team and you play somebody that's 120 or below, it all counts as 120. So
yeah,
if you play 121 or 300, no, there's a big difference. He's going on and on. And then he points to, like, you know, it was Boston College or somebody, whoever was the worst team in the Big East, right, that at that point was like, well, look at them, they're 240. Yeah, that means they're really, really, really bad.
Well, you're right. He was always fun to just exchange ideas with. And he would always talk to you.
He would argue with you. That's what I liked about it.
Or give you a great anecdote. One time I did a story on Paul Westhead, who I love because he had the balls to play basketball different than anybody else and just run and run and run and run and score and score and score. He didn't care. He won a WNBA title playing that way. He won with the Lakers, not playing that way, but he did win with the Lakers. And then to Loyola Marymount, and I said, did you ever run into this guy? And turned out Jamie used to play out in California near Loyola in the summers. And so we got to know Westhead, and he said, we're surfing buddies in L.A.
Yeah.
Him and Westhead go surfing. Imagine those conversations. Anyway, do we still have people on the line, Limitless Wonder?
We have a couple, yes.
Well, just tell them to phrase their question very quickly. We'll go to each. Act like you're at a news conference, caller, and phrase your question for Shelty, and then we'll move on. Go ahead.
Dave in Newcastle.
Yes, is O'Neal Cruz afraid to slide? He held up a third yesterday, and he never steals second.
Very interesting question. I will ask that one. Next.
Alan in the car.
Hey, have the Pirates considered signing Trevor Bauer, and if not, why not?
I'm not sure that's Shelty's purvey, but that could be asked as well. Go ahead.
One more, Nick in Pittsburgh.
Two-part question. First, who do you think is the best MLB manager of all time?
To Shelty, you want to ask that?
Yes.
Okay.
And then once he answers that, say, if they were the current manager of the Pirates, how many more wins do you think they'd have this year?
Well, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. But thank you. And I don't think you'd do that if you were either in his office or on the phone with him with lots of people listening.
I mean, that's the kind of thing where you're just trying to be a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing about it is most guys, I mean, there are some guys who are just going to be jerks. I'm talking about, you know, coaches who just want to be condescending and or, you know, be jerks about whatever. But a lot of them, if you're respectful and you're intelligent or some, you know, research, and they know that, hey, this guy at least has some idea what he's talking about, they'll go back and forth with you a little bit. But that kind of question there ends the press conference. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.